look at what she was saying at the moment with today's atmosphere, it sounded almost racist in a way, because she was talking about Japanese imports in a very derogatory fashion, which wouldn't now have been her views. My mother was extremely liberal and very left wing, so she would have been. It's difficult to really fathom. I felt she was reading on the recording. I felt she was reading a script. She would not, however, have read out something she didn't agree with. So the concerns genuine. They were not her words, however. She would not have put things in that particular way. Because of her own background with her own father being a communist, I know she'd have been very unionized and very anti anything that would affect the cotton mill industry particularly and the wools at the wool mill. So I know that she would have shared the views. I do feel that, like with the photograph of her appearing with Cyril Lord for publicity purposes too, I feel that she would have been put in a position where she felt that she had to read this out. And she had a lovely speaking voice, and she was quite photogenic. So you can understand why she would have been chosen for both forms of publicity.
Of course, yes. It's very affecting, the sounds of the mill in the background on the record as she starts to speak. I think you're right. You can hear in her voice that she is reading a script.
Yes, you can.
I guess that Cyril Lord's intention, I mean, I'm imagining that he put this record in front of politicians in London.
Yes. Yes, my understanding is that it was submitted to Downing Street as part of his campaign to prevent imports of Japanese, particularly Japanese textiles, undercutting the Lancashire mills.
Yes. And
I think there's some kind of reference either in the record, or I've read it somewhere, to the fact that the imports were about a tenth of the price of goods manufactured in the cotton mills at the time, which must have been so alarming to people, not being at all prepared for a global market. You know, they believed that they were just working in the small British bubble that they'd known since they were young. And the imports must have been extremely frightening for them.
Of course. Do you know what your mother's job was in the mill at that time?
I think she was a carder, which isn't terribly exciting. It's she showed me the equipment, because when I was little, she used to take me into the mill to go and visit my granddad Ted. And we used to walk through the factory floor, and I remember absolutely hating it, because I was only four, and the noise was just extraordinary. And she used to say, put your hands over your ears, you know. We'd walk through, and then I remember her showing me this piece of equipment that she'd be working at, and I think carding. Can't be absolutely positive, but I think it's like spinning, but it's creating the thread in the first place that you can then use to manufacture further items from.
I see. And was your mother involved in politics herself?
Only in a very informal, manner, where she would try to agitate the other old age pensioners who lived in her retirement home in Bournemouth and get them to lobby. She was particularly anti-Thatcher, and she had they used to hold their party political conference at the BIC Centre when Margaret Thatcher was in power, and she organised a very small protest of about 50 elderly ladies waving placards that she was very proud of.